So they want me to explain what was just offered. In other words, they're sealing our fate, you may say. They're seeing us in proper gesturing, proper exposure. So in other words, they're holding a template. They're holding the provision for where we truly exist. So as we will attend to suffering not, but to brilliance, in fact, we travel to that offering. We travel to that insight. We travel to that harmonious gesturing. So in other words, it's like they're broadcasting us in our true reality, in our true claim, in our true exposure. And so as we will dance to that offering, it's almost like you're taking a walk in the park and you're looking for a lemonade stand or someplace where they're selling water. And you kind of look out in the distance and it's like, wait a minute, I think there's one coming up. I think there's one coming up. So you motivate yourself, you pay yourself kind respect and gesturing to sort of catch up with that new arrival, with that new offering, with that new prospective approach. So you see it in the horizon, and you set your course, you set your direction. In essence, you say yes. So here's the thing. Once we say yes, we're in consistency, we're in fellowship, we're in union with our divine request. So we want to remember, while we're continuing to evolve, while in form, we're on the move. We are in motion. And so as we agree with this offering, with this remembrance, with this it's aligning with our wholeness. So once we say yes, once we find that page and it's like, okay, I'll be there in just a moment. In fact, we have already received grace, because then everything within our circuitry, everything within our alignment is moving, is catching up. It's like a friend's at the corner and you're saying, wait a minute, I'll be right there. And so you pick up your pace, you kind of skip along. You're not just like dawdling, like, oh, got nothing to do today. It's like you're motivated because your friend's waiting on you. So our friend, of course, is our own alignment, is our own witnessing, is our own treasure. So they're showing me the world card. This is it, the world card. It's like the reason for our existence. So the more that we can step up our excitement, our enthusiasm to understand we're in a journey of remembering, we're in a journey of bliss, we're in a journey of true demonstration where we demonstrate who we truly are. We demonstrate the light that we can expose ourselves to, the light that we can carry. And so as we do this, we release the cobwebs, because it's no longer needed, it's no longer relevant, and it doesn't suit us. It doesn't suit us. It's like you try on a new outfit and you're still wearing accessories from your old outfit. And it's like, this doesn't work. This doesn't work with this new suit. This doesn't complement the dress I'm now wearing. So as we will receive our new appointment, as we will receive our new functioning, because now we're functioning from higher bliss. Like how they inserted that word, bliss, functioning from a higher bliss. So again, we're learning how to stand out in victory. So we're not looking for applause from the outer world. The outer world's going to be busy in its drama. It's going to be doing its thing. It's going to be leveraging itself for position, because it thinks the only way it can succeed is through manipulation. So it's always trying to manipulate matter and setting it for its good favor. But as we travel with light, we travel with our own good favor. We're not trying to succeed in the outer. We're recognizing that just reverberates or regurgitates, as the case may be, that which is in the inner. So we're letting go of that linear baggage. We're letting go of all that shadow that we have been compelled to reject, and realizing that it's really about receiving ourselves in delight, receiving ourselves in wholeness. So I am the avatar and I am the murderous one. Murderous one meaning I've been trying to murder to stay alive because I haven't understood my placement. So as we move into unity consciousness, as we move into true affordability, we find that it's really about our own balancing, our own retrieval system, our own respect of our divine witness, of our divine self, our divine assurance. So as we will allow ourselves to align with that light, as we will allow ourselves and give ourselves full permission to proceed, that means we're tuning into our new relevance. And Janet, my love, welcome. If you can mute your side, that'd be lovely. We're giving ourselves permission to receive and to respond to our own conviction, our own semblance, our own assurance. So you're not trying to bring forth the gifts that your sister has. You're not trying to bring forth the gifts of the channeler you just listened to. You're coming into your own good pleasure. You're coming to your own good consent. Because what we're resurrecting is our own consciousness. It's like we're all showing up at a picnic and we have each brought a different dish. You're not looking for another. You're looking for yourself. You're coming into alignment with your own wholeness, your own station, your own consent, your own brilliance. So as we will receive this entitlement, as we will receive this finest broadcast, it is done. Because the second we say yes, so the offering that was made initially, the second we said yes, it's a done deal. In a second, when you receive an empowerment from a Buddhist master, they snap their fingers, boom, done. So it's done. It's there. The invitation is awaiting us. What we're doing now is reassembling the parts. In other words, we're coming into agreement. So that means it's like a template. So think about, like, if you ever played a game growing up where you had a figure, and then you take blocks, and your job is to recreate the figure, get the blocks to look like the figure. In essence, that's what we're doing. We're rearranging. We're Janet, sweetheart, if you can mute your side, my love. Ah, I did it for you. There we go. Turns out we all have power. So as we will allow ourselves that mercy, that great, that affordability, that kindness, we're going to find that there is going to be shifting with delight. So remember, they said bliss. Now, this doesn't matter if you're in the middle of releasing and it's like, Nicole, what are you talking about? I've been really depressed lately. You're on the move. You're on the move. You're releasing that which you repressed. You're releasing that which you shoved down. And so you're moving into that proper stationing. You're releasing. You have the courage and delight, someone needs to hear this, to release that which no longer computes. Remember, we put on the new dress and suddenly our accessories are not matching. So whatever is not matching our new holiness, our new vibration, our new wondrous acceptance of delight. Here we go again. Delight. This does not need to be a journey of suffering, because we keep arriving. We keep arriving. They're showing me someone steering a boat, and that steering wheel, we're the ones in charge of that course. We're the ones in charge of that boat. They're showing me Isis. She keeps arriving. She's holding our placement. She's holding our placement. So imagine, like, I'll be right back. Hold my place. Hold my place vibrationally so that I know when I come back, there'll be a seat for me. How about that? I can meet people. Okay, so this is what Isis is doing. She's holding us in her wingspan. She's holding us in our kind gesture, in our kind gesturing, so that we come on board, so that we can orchestrate to delight, so that we remember our true resemblance. In other words, we are resembling our divine commitment. We're resembling our holiness. So, as we will receive our good measure, as we will receive our divine appointment, as we will receive our forward glance, remember, it's we're shifting into, it feels like it's in the future, it's the friend at the corner, but in essence, it's what's already locked in. It's a done deal. We have coincided with our loveliness. We have stepped up and stood out. Now, this is very, very essential we understand this. Imagine there's part of your boat, your car, your vehicle, whatever it is, and it's protruding. Now, this is very, very essential we understand this. It's protruding. In English, there's no turning back. There's no turning back. Because once we say yes, we're on the move. It's our path is lit. What has opened up, it's like you ever open a package and then you're trying to return it and you just can't get it to go back to the way it was before. Before, that's in essence what we're doing, because we're saying, I don't care how long it takes to align with my new progression, I'm done with the past. So I literally see, I literally have like the front of a dolphin actually, and it's like leading the way, leading to our prosperity, leading to our wholeness, leading to our circumstances. Now, the circumstances are going cha-ching, cha-ching. So these are the golden coins. Any place that needs self-revelation, any place that needs establishing, that needs revelation, we are going to call forth phenomena to help us in a right conclusion. So it may be someone that kind of ticks you off and it's like, I can't believe they just said that to me. We want to remember we dreamt them. We call them forth. And you're basically saying, hit me with that pie. Wake me up. Wake me up to where I've been out of alignment. Because we don't need a cushy lifestyle in the old vibration. Been there, done that. We're on the move. They're showing me the King of Wands. That is power. That is power. That is, I am here to stay. I am here to create grace. I'm here to create miracles. I'm here to create betterment. So the more that we understand in every moment, it's like the day that's arriving, the next hour that's arriving, the afternoon that's now going to arrive is here for my self-pleasure. It's here to awaken me into my new positioning. It's here to establish grace as I will receive it. I don't need it to, you know, I don't need the world to be my yes man or my yes woman. I don't need a lot of yeses. I need pulsation. I need like, oh God, what would they're showing it to me. It's leverage. Because that which wakes us up gives us opportunity for advancement. It's like, what did you just say? What did this happen? It wakes you up. It startles you. And it gives you leverage. It gives you opportunity to choose a new placement. It's like we've been sleepwalking and it wakes us up and it's like, oh, I don't want to stand. Why am I still standing here? Why am I still standing here? So this is the whole point. It's like we have a legacy. We have a opportunity that has been cast, that has been forecasted, and we are consenting to it. We are arriving to it. We are assembling all the parts. So remember, we're matching that figure. So whatever is not in alignment with our new vibration, it's going to be revealed, so that we can find proper placement, so that we can apologize to ourselves. And it's, oh, I am so sorry. I have left you there temporarily. Welcome back. Welcome back to your wholeness. Welcome back to your true insight. Welcome back to your stardom. So as we will receive this offering, as we will receive this divine consent, remember, we align with that which was offered to us, which was placed for us. It seems like it's our future self, but we are now consenting. In English, we exist here and we exist in that future relevance. And so what we're doing is we're bridging that gap. We're bringing that closer and closer and closer until we have touchdown, until we have touchdown. But the activity, the new adventure, is already upon us. It's already upon us. So what we're doing is coming into relevance, coming into consent, coming into brilliance, coming into overriding procedure, because we have opportunity to override all past gesturing. So that's not on your brothers and sisters. That's not on your upbringing. That's your own gesturing. How you responded to the egoic energies, how you responded to the shadow self. So this is where we're coming into true wholeness. And we do that through our own mastery, through our own willingness to absorb our new value. So that is the new value that is in our circumstances. It's in our midst. It's the energy that is springing into advancement. In other words, this is where you're going to feel the new pleasure, feel the new delight, feel that new energy exchange. And so as we will receive our understandings, as we will receive our invitation, as we will align with our own true consent, we offer ourselves with good pleasure. So remember, bliss, pleasure, we're offering ourselves with delight. So these are the energies where we part ways with the past. We no longer have to suffer our way through our exposure. We open up in true consent. So as we will allow ourselves to engage in this fruitful advancement, we override past tendencies. That means whatever was still unconscious, wherever we're playing small, wherever we're playing out of reactive position rather than ownership, it's going to come up for review in an easy manner so that we can rearrange, so that we can, oh, I'm so sorry to myself for not insuring you, for not recognizing you. Let me try that one again. So as we will receive these understandings of light, we open up to our true consent. Now they're showing me Nine of Pentacles. That's pretty cool. That means we've arrived. That means we've said yes. So we're allowing ourselves to receive this in full measure. That means in all exchanges, and I just see like my entire auric field receiving. It looks like diamondy shimmering, almost like fireflies or at Disney World, what the sidewalk looks like at night, like it shimmers. So this is the energy that's circulating amongst us. So in other words, logically, consciously, we don't have to understand. Our job is to proceed with endurance. In other words, trust the process and allow all availability. That means everything, every facet, of our lives. When we want a romantic interest, you may be very surprised what needs clearing up or attending to, like on the other side of your canvas, in order to bring that interest. You're not just looking on a dating app. This is about dating the self and clearing the energies that are resisting your own self-love. So you may be dealing with something that has nothing at all to do with romance in order to bring forth that fulfillment. So this is where we allow these energies to touch all walks of life. And so this is allowing it to be received in all levels. So as we will receive in our divine measure, we do so with understanding that we've already granted permission for the completion of this journey. So remember, we're here, we're already there. We've already had touchdown on the higher levels. What we're doing now is walking it out into full attainment, bringing it into form. So let us receive our wealth, and they're saying wealth intentionally, unending joy, unending prosperity. Remember, when we drop separation, it's ever flowing, waiting for us to notice. There's not a certain amount coming in. It's when we're ready to receive, when we're ready to notice, when we're ready to activate, when we're ready to take responsibility. So this is where we tend to be very reactive to what others are doing or have done, seemingly to us, versus taking responsibility for our own acquittal, for our own persuasion. Let us receive. It's so good, 22, of course. I know it's like good versus bad, but it's so complete. Complete maybe is a better word. In other words, we're reaching for greater expansion. There's greater offering, entitlement, downloads. And remember, what's downloading is just recognition of our own self. We're not receiving someone else's luggage. We're receiving our destiny. Reason we're here. Okay.